Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name is David Gibson, and today we're going to work on releasing stuck emotions with the voice, and then we're going to talk about higher consciousness based on the voice. Right? Our intention is that everybody knows how to release stuck emotions at will, right? Because they say that stuck emotions are 100% of all disease. So if you could actually release the stuck emotions, that's like really huge. Okay. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some things we have happening at the Institute. Our next semester at the Institute starts September 7th, and we're doing half online and half at the Institute. You could start the online time part anytime. Online is Tuesday and Thursday and nights and Saturdays. When you're here, it's Monday and Wednesdays, but we oscillate, so it's never 5 days a week. Right? So that's the whole certificate program about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also have our online program. You can start just about every week. And it really works quite well online. And we do meditations and we do healings on each other. And then you get to practice on friends and family as well. So you could start that actually this, it would be this Tuesday. You could actually get started. Yes, you could actually get started. We also have a whole lot of individual classes that you could do where you don't even have to sign up for the whole program. And if you email me, if you're not on the email list, email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, and I'll send you a list of all the classes you could do individually as well, and get you on our newsletter as well. We also have, what else? We got our open house, although we're kind of sold out, although some people could cancel. We have our open house on July 17th, and it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's here in Sausalito. We also have our audio recording program starting online the week of June 28th. We're waiting to see people's schedules to figure out the exact day, but it's generally 2 hours, one day a week, and then you have to do 5 hours of lab on your own. And it's really effective. It's 22 weeks. So it's all about how to use recording programs to do recording, mixing, and producing. So let us know if you're interested in that. You can find all the information for the classes at soundhealingcenter.com. And then you just click on the Institute. Actually, let me show you. There we go. Okay. So here's the homepage. So we got the classes you can check out. We have the store where we have 300 different instruments. We have all types of technologies, sound tables, sound lounges, and sound pillows, sound dolphins. We've got, of course, tons of crystal bowls and alchemy bowls with different gemstones and metals and elements embedded in them. We have Tibetan bowls. We've got a lot of tuning forks as well. And then we have the Sound Therapy Center, where the two main treatments we're doing are we can find your home note and then get you CDs and each of the brainwave states, which is delta for sleep, if you're having problems with sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for presence and learning, and then beta for overcoming ADD. And then all of them have gamma, which will bliss you out, right? The other treatment we do is voice analysis, where we can find out exactly what's wrong with you and get a CD of the frequencies that are missing, right? We also sell that program as well. And then we also have the Sound Healing Research Foundation. The main thing we're doing is the Medical Sound Association, where we're working with, we've got 400 doctors and sound therapists working together to figure out how to heal every disease in the world. That's all. And our next meeting's coming up in about a month here. So you can email me or go, you could just go to medicalsoundassociation.com and fill in the contact form, and then you'll be joined and you'll be notified of all the meetings. We also have our Sound Education Association as well, and that's at soundeducationcenter.com. We have over 500 exercises for children, all based on the books on brain development for kids. And a lot of them are free to download. And we also have bi-monthly meetings as well to help finish more exercises and bring this into, we're setting up a lobbying team to be able to bring this into public and private schools around the world. So if you'd like to help with that, join at soundeducationcenter.com, or you can just email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can even call 415-777-2486. So those are the main things we have happening. Today we're going to be talking about working with stuck emotions. Right? Let's see, let me find my document. Oh, that's it. Okay. Oops, I have to pull it up again. No, there it is. Okay. So, as I mentioned, emotions are the number one cause of all disease. It's not what a lot of people say, a lot of healers say. They say that if you don't have an emotional opening, then toxins like pollution and things in the food wouldn't even get in. They don't get in, or they don't affect you. Now, there's many people that live in really toxic environments, right, and are actually healthy, right? A lot of people dying, but there's a lot of people that are actually healthy because they don't have any emotional opening. So this is really important. But it's really also, the deal is, if you don't feel your emotions, then you're already dead, right? So the whole trick is, how long are you going to have an emotion, right? It's really, the whole deal is, how long should they last? Because you don't want to die, right? Now, I used to think if I had an emotion going for, well, a week was way too long, right? Or even a couple of days, right? And I need to do something to clear it out. And then I got down to just a few hours. And then sometimes it's like 5 minutes now. It's like, why am I holding on to that? Let's just get clear and head on into the world. Right? So emotions, when they come, you can't fight them, because that's the worst emotion of all, is when you actually resist the emotions, right? But they shouldn't hang around. There's a research project that one of the students gave to me where they said that emotions actually only last 30 seconds. It's only when you keep running them mentally that you actually then keep them going, and that's when they hurt you. Because, you know, there's good emotions and there's bad emotions. A lot of people say there's no bad emotions because you got to feel them all. But the bad ones are like fear, anxiety. There's a whole range of them, actually. Fear, anxiety, powerlessness, insecurity, jealousy, anger, discouragement, blame, worry, doubt, disappointment. And the sound of all of those emotions is grating. It's like, right? The sound, the energy of them is not good for you. And it will kill you if you run those chaotic vibrations for too long. Whereas all of the higher emotions of, you know, contentment and joy and love and gratitude, they're all associated with the vowels, which are like, and those not only make you feel good, they heal you. They're consistent, beautiful tones, stable and consistent instead of chaotic, right? So really the definition of a bad or negative emotion is one that that will kill you, right? That has a distorted sound. Now it's interesting, sadness actually doesn't can actually be very sweet, right? You can actually, I mean, we love sad songs, so that can be cool. So the deal is, once the emotions get in, how do you get rid of them? I've got a bunch of techniques. I just want to share a couple of techniques right now. One technique is to make the sound of the emotion and slowly transform it into a harmonious sound. If you'd like to interact, think of a emotion that you haven't let go of. You could go deep, if you're willing, or just something that's been bugging you recently, right? Emotions that are not, that are still there, stuck. They keep showing up. You keep thinking about them, or there's situations that come up that actually, you know, re-triggers them, right? So think of an emotion you'd like to deal on, but don't do anxiety or fear, because this exercise is about making the sound of it, and it's not good to make the sound of anxiety or fear, I don't think. No, you don't want to resonate that, right? But focus on what you would like to work on, and then let me demonstrate. I'm going to make the sound of emotion and slowly transform it into a harmonious sound. Like this. The slower you do it, the more chance that your subconscious will believe it's actually transformed, right? Okay, so let's try that, if you like. Try and transform the emotion. I'm going to work on one for real here, okay? Interesting. Two things happen with that one. Either it actually gets transformed, or it's like you go above it and you get to look at it from a higher perspective, right? From a more coherent, stable, peaceful perspective, right? That time I went above it, right? And was able to access that peace. Another technique that's really effective is to make the sound that that part of the body that's holding the emotion wants you to make. Right? So first you gotta figure out where it is in the body. Right? Sometimes it's obvious, like, oh my God, my neck, or my stomach, or there's tension here. Right? Sometimes it's throughout the whole body. Sometimes once you find it and you start working on it, it moves around. You got to chase it down, right? So you could also use Chinese medicine where anger is stored in the liver and fear is stored in the kidneys, right? But often we know where the emotion is in our body. Could be systemic through the whole body, right? And then you make the sound that that part of the body wants you to make to release it. You could do harmonizing sounds, beautiful. Maybe you need more harmony and more calming, more sweetness or love, right? Or you could do like really like intense releasing, right? It's nice to do a little movement with this as well, right? Okay, so let's make the sound that the part of the body that wants you to make to release this emotion. We're doing it for real now. I'm doing my neck and shoulder here. I don't know about you, but that felt good to me, right? When you do these sounds, it's nice to set sacred space so that you're not really resonating these weird sounds into your space, right? Set sacred space now. You can ask for help from guides, the three A's, ascended masters, archangels, and positive aliens, right? Or any higher beings, right, to help. Now, there's also, it's very cool to actually call in higher beings and have them make the sound for you, right? Okay. If you haven't done this before, this might be a stretch, but Tom Kenyon does this a lot and it can be very cool, right? So I'm going to call in, I'm going to start with Kuan Yin, right? And have Kuan Yin work on this emotion. I'm going to try a few as we go through this. Give you an idea, okay? Okay, Kuan Yin. Still working on this emotion that's in my shoulder and neck. Okay. Now I'm going to work with Christ energy and Mother Mary. Let's call in the Hathors, see if they can help. These aliens that were out in ancient Egypt, right? Right? So you could call in ancestors. You could call in the divas of nature, right? Or here's a very cool one. Call in the highest being in the universe that is the very best at working on what you have going on. No use fooling around, just get the best one, right? And have them do it. It's always good to say for my highest good so you don't get any boogers coming in, right? And then go for it, right? It's like Doreen Virtue's books. She says, the archangels are just up there bored to death. They can't do anything until you ask. And they're just going, come on, please ask, ask, come on, come on. And then finally someone says, can you help? And they're like, right. And there they are, right? All you have to do is ask, right? Very cool. If this resonates with you, go for it and play with it. If it's too out there, don't tell anybody, right? Okay. The next one is even purer. Some people say, why work with intermediaries? Let's go straight to source. So have source or God make the sound through you to release it. Okay, there we go. Thank you. It's pretty effective. And so you can play with these different things, right? You know, the main thing is if you're resisting an emotion, it's really important to make the sound of it, just so you could face it, right? But then it's all about moving through it and letting it go, right? Transforming it into something higher, right? If you're dealing with fear or anxiety, you can just go to love, right? You don't want to make the sound of those. Just do love. And send love to that fear and anxiety, right? That's really the deal, yeah. I want to play a song about emotional stress release now. And so if you have anything, well, you can do the same thing. If you have this issue, set your intention to have this song, which is all about releasing stuck emotions, help. Okay, this is off our first Nutra Energetic CD called Body Field Sound Healing. So, emotional stress release. Enjoy. Whoa, in the middle already. Oops, sorry about that. Okay, here we go. Here it comes. Thank you. there's a whole range of levels of what you could call ascension around emotions. The first level is you have to feel your emotions. If you don't feel your emotions, you're already dead, right? It's like there's two main things I think that stop people from feeling: trauma and business. Funny to put trauma and business in the same boat, right? It's like, oh, I'm really efficient at making money, really efficient at what I do, not feeling, right? That's the first step, right? There's also these different levels of initiation that Alice Bailey talks about. And the first level initiation is to get off the roller coaster of emotions and watch them. We're talking about going from one to two. Instead of being the emotions, you are watching the emotions. You are the witness of the emotion. And that witness is perfectly still. The witness has zero emotions. And it's perfectly peaceful watching the emotions, right? So you're now not the emotions. You are not your emotions. You are a perfect, pure, stable, consistent, peaceful vibration, your point of awareness. Right? That's the first initiation from Alice Bailey. But after the emotions get in, then you use the techniques we were talking about to start releasing them, right? Get them out. Let them flow on through. They're not meant to be stuck. They're meant to flow on through down to the home note where it resolves, right? The second level of initiation that Alice Bailey talks about is to actually transmute emotions, to basically go into the mind and use your mind to be able to control the emotions. You have a choice what you're going to feel. Here's a good example. It's from the movie Inside Out, although this happens a lot for a lot of people. You know, you have something like somebody or some situation that you really love, right? And then you lose it, and then you go, it sucks that I've lost it. It's a bummer that I lost it. Where you could easily go, thank you for having had that. Thank you for that bright light on the timeline of my life. Thank you, Lord, for that incredible love, that incredible time, that incredible thing. Thank you. A lot of people never have that, right? So you have a total choice as to which way you're going to do. It's a bummer. Thank you. It's a bummer. Thank you, right? And it's just a thought away, right? There's also transmuting anger. We're not talking about bypassing, right? If you bypass something, it's going to get you in the butt. It's waiting. It's just waiting, and it will get you in the butt, right? But when you transmute it, it's something different. It's like taking anger and transmuting it to compassion. Why are they doing that to me? Because they've been entrained into this craziness of our society for tens of thousands of years, which is all about selfishness, greed, also people just struggling to make it, to get enough sleep or get enough food, just stressed out, right? It's nobody's fault. So you can easily have compassion when you say it's nobody's fault. We're all disabled. We're all disabled, right? It's nobody's fault, right? And so now instead of getting angry, you immediately transmute it into compassion. I know people that never get angry. I know some people that never get angry and they're like about to explode. They're stuffers, right? We're not talking about that. There's a lot of people I know that never get angry, and they are not stuffers. They are transmuting that energy and running compassion, right? Or love, right? And then it never gets in. And you don't have to release it because it never gets in, right? That's the whole deal, right? And it's using the mind to transmute it, to nip it in the bud before it gets in, right? It's like in, for the kids, there's a book by Siegel, forget his first name, but he has the whole thing where he says, name it to tame it, for the kids, name it to tame it. It's really taking it out of the emotional body, seeing it as a mental thing, or seeing it from the mental perspective, so you're not running that emotion, and you really, really, it's really about, you know, separating from it, from detaching from it. It's not where you're like not feeling emotions. You're just being you and watching the emotions, right? So it's still there, right? Name it to tame it, right? Level five is where you drop the emotional body. And this is a really high initiation where you finally are just in love and light all the time. It's in the Sound for the Brain conference we just did. Jeffrey Martin even has that level mapped out based on EEG. It's where you are in the fifth dimension, one with the universe, right? And you're no longer, there's no duality. So there's no like, okay, the opposite of the love, right? You are just in this love and light all the time. And it's really interesting. I read a book by Benjamin Krem. He said, the ascended masters see emotions as silly illusions, right? But if you don't feel them, you're dead. But the trick is to get to the point where you're just running love and light. You're like on the roller coaster of bliss. And you come back and you do gratitude. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then bliss. And gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right? Dropping the emotional body. They say that was the outward expression of Christ on the cross when he left the world behind, right? You just live in spirit, right? So that's the different levels based on ascension, right? I have a song I want to play for you now. It's one of my favorites, actually. And this is Sound. It's called Good Grief. And it's about transforming grief. You know, grief is really important. I feel it's an emotion that's not bad, right? It's not grating. If you just sit with it, it's actually kind of sweet. It's a sweet sadness, right? It doesn't have to be negative unless you actually resist it. So it can be very beautiful, and it's important to grieve, right? But if you stay there too long, it's a little draining, right? So this is about good grief and even transforming grief. So enjoy this song. This is on our second Nutri-Energetic CD called, God, what's it called? I'll tell you when we're done. Okay, enjoy this one. Good grief.
Dropbox Business keeps your team connected, whether they're working from home
God, I just showed this whole thing without unmuting, huh? Well, I'll have to tell the story again. It's okay, is what the story is about. Oh, God. Mercury retrograde. Carry the energy of releasing all stuck emotions forward into the week and months ahead. Hey, thanks for listening.